7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
But I regret to inform you that this is in fact not the case. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC, a very important time of every day. Why? Why is 1930 UTC such an important time in our lives every single day? Because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I am pouring some tea into my little tiny teacup. Isn't it so cute? Yes, it is. And look at this. I actually managed to spill a drop. Wipe that up really quick with this conveniently placed paper towel. Oops, I didn't get it all. How am I managing to do so poorly at a task at which I normally have exceptional skill? It remains a mystery to all parties involved as he takes the first sip. Oh. It's marvelous. It's miraculous. It's macadocious. What are we drinking today? Well, we're back on the ginger, May. can't go too long without that. Yeah, last night I was thinking about switching over to something like maybe some Longjing or maybe some Jiguanyin. And then I said, who are we kidding, Tobe? We need to get into the delicious, delicious, delicious ginger me. Oh, it's so good. It's good, but it's hot. Okay. I gotta tell you something else. I've been stupid. I've been being lazy. No, that's not true. I haven't been lazy at all. I've been really busy. And actually, I've been super overly productive recently. And I've been forgetting to do other things. I can't keep track of all the stuff I have to do, which means I did not get to eat pepperoni and waffles this morning. Because I forgot to go to the store. Because I ran out of waffles. So what did I have to eat this morning? That's right, pepperoni and graham crackers. Was it as good? No, it was not. And so now I got to remember to go to the store, but I still got stuff I need to do today, plus a bunch of stuff that I want to do, like play with all my toys. But I don't have any time to play with all my toys, and I got to eat at some point. I'm already falling behind from eating, and I tried to go to sleep early last night. Again. And of course, I got up late. It's just, I'm annoying myself, but that's not what we're here to talk about right now. What I want to do right now is start grabbing some of this stuff. I'm sitting in front of a bunch of equipment, a bunch of little modules of electronic goodness. And, you know, electric goodness and electromechanical and mechanico-acoustic goodness. So I'm plugging stuff in because I want to plug in the new Danbao. We need to unplug it. Oh, wow. Hold on a second. Gotta put stuff down. Ugh, thunk. Ugh. Because high quality jacks and it's hard to plug in. These cheap cables go in nice and easy. All right. I plugged some stuff in. Now, is it plugged into this thing? It is now. And can we turn the amp on? Yay! Nothing blowed up. Excellent news. Now, what do we got in the way of gain here? We don't have jack. Oh, did I flip the right switches? Yes. Okay, start turning knobs. I'm coming out of the pre, so the post doesn't matter, except you'll hear the post through the... You'll hear the post through the microphone. Why am I getting no signal? I don't... Am I seeing anything? I'm barely seeing anything on the meter. And I'm not hearing jack. Okay, what's the problem? Part of the problem is that I'm wearing headphones, and so I clearly can't hear anything coming through the air. There does not appear to be anything now that I take my headphones off. Okay, now that I crank the gain way up, what does it look like on the meter? You probably still can't hear anything. Hearing a little bit. Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Now I gotta put this back down. Yeah, I can't tell. All right, obviously we're not getting a lot of response out of our filter for various reasons. We need to put an amp between this thing and that thing, and we need a preamp. And, well, I just happen to have one sitting right here. Do we want to go to all this effort? Yeah, let's try it. We got all these new patch cables. We might as well do some patching. Okay, so grab a couple more patch cables, and we need to also grab this battery thingy that is also hooked up to a weird-looking cable, because this is the power supply for our little preamp. Now, our little preamp is a 1.6 bell amplifier, so we're gonna try it at half a bell first. Okay, so we need to unplug. Okay, gotta put this crap down. Okay, that probably clipped, but I don't give a crap anymore. This comes out, amp goes off. This comes out. We can now move this to there, move that to here, move this to this thing, and we're good. All right, power the baby amp. And now we go from Danbau to baby amp to the filter. Where's the other end of this cable? Oh, here it is. And then we go from the filter back into the amp. And you should see this, because, you know, I bought all of these patch cables, and they're all multicolored, so it's a rainbow of patch cables. And yet, which ones did I decide to use? The gray ones. The gray ones that look like they are Archer brand from the 70s, from a little old store that we used to call Radio Shack. Are we ready for this? Ba-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, turn on main amp. Okay, nothing is blowing up. Turn on baby amp. Nothing is blowing up. All right, pluck string. Got nothing. Got nothing. Got nothing. Got nothing. All right, let's crank the filter all the way this way. Wow, we got nothing. Okay, turn up the preamp a little bit. What in the hell is happening here? Why do I have no sound? Okay, now I got no signal. What's... God damn it. What's the problem here? Okay, check the signal path. So we're going out to in. Actually, I don't know because I did not label these. Yes, just... Okay. Turn everything off. Turn everything off. And this is backwards. So we switch these two cables. Kamsa. And we start this crap up all over again. Start turning knobs back down to where they were. Now we repower things. The amp goes on. I don't hear any noise. We need to bring that gain down just in case. The preamp goes on. Okay, we have barely signal. Bringing up the preamp. Wow, bringing up the preamp some more. Taking the preamp all the way up. All right, let's change the gain here. All right, I'm kind of starting to hear something now. This is such a pain. Why do I bother with all this dorky crap when I just could be doing regular professional cool crap? I don't know. All right, now we can do our tone test, finally. Well, it's hard for me to tell. I just swept back and forth with the filter. I got the preamp all the way up. Maybe we just don't have a wide enough signal to really affect the resonance. You also need to hear that I'm hearing this through the air acoustically. I'm also hearing it out of the amplifier. And I can't even hear it through my headphones. Why am I bothering to do all this stupid crap? I don't know. What I need to do is I need to make this filter automatic so I don't have to sit here and try to turn knobs and pluck strings at the same time. And yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad I got this accomplished today. We need to take that preamp out of the signal chain. I think I can hear it. Nope, what am I hearing? Oh, I'm just hearing this gain cranked all the way up. Okay, turn that down. Turn the stupid amplifier off. Now let's unplug some of this stuff. All right, put the preamp back over here where it belongs. Put the battery thing with the special cable in my pocket so the cat can't find it to chew on it. And we need to move all of these cables so the cat does not find them because they are not kitty spaghetti. No, there's no spaghetti for kitties today. And now I gotta put all these cables somewhere. And what to do with this thing? Well, let's just... Okay, god damn it. Now I'm just bored. Let's play with this thing instead. Okay, so this is always fun for about 30 more seconds, And then it starts to lose its appeal. And we're done. Yeah, so this show that you want me to listen to, Dubious Goats Committee. No, it's Dubious Goals Committee. Dubious Goals Committee. It's about this guy who doesn't have anything better to do, so he builds a bunch of weird crap and makes strange noises, and that's all it is. Well, I'm not going to say that's all the show's about, but lately it seems like that's what most of the show is about. Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm standing here looking down on all this equipment. And just in this 3/4 of a square meter little rectangle, I've got all this crap. I've got a digital effects processor. One of the motors mounted on a thing. The dark ambient reverb. An LFO, a small preamp. A frequency chopper / divider. My resonance filter, a bleep drum, a pocket operator, the dark twanger, a music box mechanism, an AM radio, an oscillator that's light controlled, and the dark twanger, plus the new electric Danbow. What am I doing? And that's not even all the crap. Then over here on the amp is another stack of crap, including another oscillator. Another oscillator, another effects processor. And as I slowly rotate, guess what's next to my amplifier? And if you said guitars and stuff, no, you'd be wrong. This is where I keep all my boats. All my sailboats are right here. And then there's a couple of rockets leaning up against the wall. Then as I continue to turn, here's my Taisha Goto, my stylophone, the Shruti box. And then there's some guitars behind me. My cheesy electric cigar box guitars. And you know what I was thinking about doing? And this is just, I don't know, this is kind of a dumb idea. Do I really want to do this? I could now electrify my acoustic guitar, my acoustic cigar box guitar. I don't know why I would want to do that, but you know, it sort of defeats the purpose of being acoustic. But I should make another fruitcake sitar thing, and then we could electrify that. We could just use piezos. We wouldn't necessarily have to put a giddy bucker on it. But I do love giddy buckers, but giddy buckers are crunchy, and I don't know if I want the, you know, fruitcake sitar thingy sounding crunchy. I don't know. Might want to just sort of keep those clean. But you know how it is. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee know that it's kind of difficult to keep things clean around here.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
Kirk,
you idiot. Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409. And then a panicking Kirk Cameron starts to wipe his greasy fingerprints as Mom walks in and wonders if it's shiny.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, not much. We're just still stuck in 1981. Just like you, Mom. Right, so there's other things I need to tell you. The other day, where do I start? Well, no, ging, gong, goo, it's time to sing songs. No, it's not time to sing songs. What it's time for is the golf ball report. It's been a little bit too cold to go out looking for golf balls, and that's why we're not doing that today, but that's okay. You may remember, my dear loyal listeners, that about a month or so ago, I was looking for a particular golf ball that I knew that I already had, and I had to check like 3 or 4 different golf ball places in my house, different golf ball stashes, and I couldn't find this one particular golf ball. Well, last night, or was it the night before? I don't remember. It doesn't even matter. I was rearranging some stuff. I don't want to say that I'm cleaning my house, but I'm kind of trying to get some stuff organized so I can make some room and so I can blah, blah, blah. I'm moving some stuff around, and I moved some stuff just outside this room here where my furnace filters are. And guess what? There it was, my lost golf ball. It was hidden behind one of these boxes because the cat was playing with it. Speaking of which, guess who just walked up? Hi. Hello. The cat's so close that the little red LED is reflecting off her face. Hi, you're a baby. I'm going to pet you up. Don't play with my golf balls. And which golf ball did I find? Well, this one right here. What is it? It is a Callaway number 4. Yeah, big deal, right? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Toad, what color is it? What color is it? What color is it? Well, technically speaking, I guess you would say it's two colors. Yes, because this is one of those soccer ball printed golf balls or football printed golf balls if you don't live in America or Australia. And if you're wondering what kind of football, it is the traditional Telstar pattern. And it's even more special because the pentagons are not black, they are red. So it's a white ball with red pentagons printed on it where football spots would be. But there's no hexagons. The hexagons aren't delineated. They are implied. I guess you could get in here with a black magic marker and draw in the lines if you really wanted to. But we're not going to do that. But anyway, I have placed the red and white traditional Telstar pattern football golf ball with the rest of my colored golf balls. And it's going to stay with them in the place of honor. Look at all these wonderful golf balls. Yes, they're so nice. Okay, and now I'm officially bored, so we're going to the Stones.
I'm a bleeping peanut.
I do love songs about monkeys. I do love songs about monkey men. That was Monkey Man by the Stones from the album Let It Bleed. Why am I such a big fan of monkeys and the Monkey King and all that business, Sun Wukong? Because I am a monkey. I'm a monkey. I'm a very happy monkey, I'll tell you that. I was born in the year of the monkey, and I was born on a very, very special day. All this needs to be kept secret. But it's a numerical thing, and that's all I'm going to tell you at this point. And now I'm kind of wondering, hey, should we listen to more Monkey Man songs? What about Monkey Man by... Well, the Specials cover it. Was that originally the Pioneers? Ay-yi-yi. I think that was the Pioneers. No. Or is that Toots and the Maytals? Now I can't think of my music. Let's just see if we can find it here really quick. We better check under the Maytals, because now that I'm thinking about it, this is Maytals, right? I'm almost sure of it. Why am I thinking Pioneers? Pioneers probably covered it at some point. Yeah. Bassline. Oh, hell yeah. Produced by Leslie Kong. Of course. That's the thing, kids. That is the real deal. The originators of the song Pressure Drop as well. Oh, good stuff. The Maytals. But I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Maytals Lovin' Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. I'm your big, big monkey man. My name's Tobe, and I gotta roll.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.